Sad as death at dead of night, the fair complaining Celia sat, but one poor lamp was all her light, whilst thus she reasoned with her fate. Why should man such triumphs gain, and purchase such joy that gives us pain? Ah, what glory can ensue, a helpless virgin to undo? Curse the night when, curse the hour when first he drew her to his arms, when virtue was betrayed by power and yielded to unlawful charms. When approached with all his fires, armed with hopes and strong desires, sighs and tears and every vile with which the men the maids beguile. Dream no more pleasures past, since all the high torments are to come. The secret is made known at last, and endless shame is now thy doom. The false forsworn alas is gone, and left thee here to despair alone. Who that hears of Celia's pain will never trust a man again. Easily I believed his vows, and yielded up my honor bright, for which hard fate no cure allows, but it is never said in night. Come, gentle death, and ease my grief, yield poor Celia some relief. Oh, lock me in thy cold embrace, henceforth the grave's my dwelling place. Ah, and he could leave me thus, weeping the morning Celia cried, wast enjoyment wrought my curse, oh me that ere I had but died. Then to the Elysium shades I'd gone, a spotless virgin now I'm none. But to the woods my woe must sing, to willing death my rescue bring. Cypress shall o'ershade my tomb, while on the blushing ground I lie, where violets and sweet roses bloom, I care not now for coming nigh. Since I have lost my virgin state, by trusting man such my hard fate, that proves perfidious and unjust, and has to shame betrayed my trust. Cruel powers, why have ye made man so majestic, bright, and fair? Alas, was only to invade poor silly virgins to ensnare. Undone by their too crafty wiles, allured into lovers' fatal toils, by the soft whispers of their breath, which wound the lovesick heart to death. Like a serpent that does lie under a bed of gaudy flowers, whose smell and sight invites the eye, and ravished sense so that no power to shun they have, but plucking straight they meet their unexpected fate. So men with sweet words they deceive, till they have got their ends then leave. The yielding virgin to possess, for constant vows the wandering heir, to wail her own unhappiness, for constant lovers now are rare. Words smooth as oil are soon so got, oaths they suspend or value not. Her whom they swear now angel bright, when once enjoyed is black as night. Virgins all be warned by me, who now must mourn my ill-starred fate. Oh, trust not your virginity, lest love should turn to cruel hate. Which I have proof, for which I die, heartbroken here forever lie. At which she sighed out her last breath, and love and beauty left in death.